Jesus dependent on the Father's power. Jesus repelled the charge of blasphemy. "My authority," he said, "is that I am the Son of God, one with Him in nature, will, and purpose. I cooperate with God. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do." The priests and rabbis were taking the Son of God to task for the very work He had been sent into the world to do. They felt sufficient in themselves, and realized no need of a higher wisdom. But the Son of God was surrendered to the Father's will and dependent on His power. Christ made no plans for Himself. Day by day the Father unfolded His plans. So should we depend upon God that our lives may be the simple outworking of His will. The words of Christ teach that we should regard ourselves as inseparably bound to our Father in heaven. Whatever our position, we are dependent upon God. He has appointed us our work and has endowed us with means for that work. So long as we surrender the will to God and trust in His strength and wisdom, we shall be guided in safe paths, to fulfill our appointed part in His plan. But the one who depends upon his own wisdom and power is separating himself from God and fulfilling the purpose of the enemy of God and man. The Sadducees held that there would be no resurrection of the body, but Jesus told them that one of the greatest works of His Father is raising the dead and that He Himself had power to do the same work. As the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom He will. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Christ declared that the power which gives life to the dead was among them, and they were to behold its manifestation. This same resurrection power gives life to the soul and sets men free from the law of sin and death. Through faith the soul is kept from sin. He who opens his heart to Christ becomes a partaker of that mighty power which shall bring forth his body from the grave. The humble Nazarene rose above humanity, threw off the guise of sin and shame, and stood revealed, the Son of God, one with the Creator of the universe. His hearers were spellbound. No man ever spoke words like his, or bore himself with such kingly majesty. His utterances were clear and plain, fully declaring his mission. "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. The Father hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." The priests and rulers set themselves up as judges to condemn Christ's work, but he declared himself to be their judge and judge of all the earth. Through him has come every blessing from God to the fallen race. As soon as there was sin, there was a Savior. He who has given light to all, he who has followed the soul with tender entreaty, seeking to win it from sin to holiness, is in one its advocate and judge. He who through all the ages has been seeking to wrest the captives from the deceiver's grasp, is the one who will pass judgment on every soul. Because he has tasted the dregs of human affliction and temptation, and understands the frailties of men, because he has withstood the temptations of Satan and will deal justly and tenderly with the souls that his own blood has been poured out to save, because of this, the Son of Man is appointed to execute judgment. "But God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And before the Sanhedrin Jesus declared, He that heareth my word, and believeth Him that sent me, hath eternal life, and cometh not into judgment, but hath passed out of death into life." RV